girls coach Brian Eads. And hey, Brian, appreciate the calling tonight. Brian and I are good friends, and I appreciate you calling. And did the men and women play any this week, or who did you play?
Our last game was on the 25th, last Saturday, and we played a makeup game against Richmond.
Okay, and how'd you do against the Richmond girls?
We were beat 47-62, but if there is such thing as a moral victory, it was. The girls played well. We were playing seven freshmen, three juniors, and three seniors. We were led in scoring by Tiffany Danner with 17 and Sage Eads with 16. So we're turning the corner and learning how to play at the varsity level.
And you know Sage Eads pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I do. Very proud of her.
Well, and Brian, you know, and we've talked, you and I have talked about this before, and I think a lot of people know this. This is your first year as a head girls coach at Lexington. Had a very good team last year. The men and women won the conference championship, but almost everybody graduated. So you got a whole new bunch this year. You're playing a bunch of freshmen. And sounds like in that Richmond game, you had a pretty good offensive night if you scored 47. I know some of the games this year, your girls have been down well below that. So you had to feel pretty good about the way they put the ball in the hoop.
I really did. It was much closer than the 15-point difference. They got away at the end of the game, but the girls played hard. They played smart, and there were several times during the game that we had five freshmen on the floor.
Yeah, and you mentioned a minute ago a couple, three of your girls that played well. Anybody else stand out for you in that Richmond game?
We had a lot of good effort from, as I said, Tiffany and Sage earlier. Also, we have Lindsay Phillips is the one returning senior that saw action these last few years. I have two other seniors that hadn't played since eighth grade that were good enough to come out to be leaders for our team. And we just get a little better each game, and I'm really proud of them.
Well, and your assistant coach, Ted Martin, I know Ted was a pretty good player himself back in the day. You were a former Lexington basketball player yourself, so got a couple former Minutemen coaching the girls, and I know you guys will bring them around. I know you have to be patient when you have a young team, but I think you guys are the right fit to get those girls heading in the positive direction.
Well, we hope so. You know, Ted was a LHS standout, and he's a Tom Hughes disciple. He played at Wentworth as well as Chris Brooks, our boys coach. So I'm the only 61-year-old rookie head coach in the area, but with those guys, and Tom's been out to help us during practice, and the girls are learning from some of the best with those guys.
I would say you're a pretty spry rookie, so you're doing a good job. And hey, this week, Brian, looks like you got a couple of conference games. You got Knob Noster at home on Monday night, then it looks like on Thursday night you hit the road to Carrollton.
Yes, and actually we're going to do a makeup game tomorrow here in Lexington. 1 o'clock girls, 2:30 boys against St. Paul.
Okay, but non-conference yep. Games against St. Paul. Okay,
yep.
Well, listen, Brian.
We're going to get into that conference play.
Okay, well, listen, we're here every Friday night. We're here till late at night, so give us a call on the Curly Fifth Quarter. We want to follow you and the Lexington Men and Women, and thanks again for calling tonight, and best of luck in these three games coming up this next week.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate all you do.
Thanks, Brian. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.